With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A fraud case in Minnesota gaining more and more attention. Many people now demanding that Governor Tim Walz be held accountable.
We've been trying to raise the alarm on this for over 3 years. The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who is from Minnesota, says he is livid about the case and places the blame squarely on Tim Walz.
The former acting U.S. attorney, who's been involved in this now for well over a year, said the amount of fraud under the Walz administration is breathtaking. It is $1 billion, and they are still counting. It could grow to as much as $2 billion.
Now, the case centers around a fraud scandal involving a COVID-era child nutrition program where $1 billion is alleged to have been misappropriated primarily through a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. The defendants are accused of claiming to be feeding millions of meals to little kids. Most of the defendants are Somalis. Some of them are U.S. citizens. This case has led to numerous indictments and investigations into the state's handling of social services and oversight failures as well. Malaysia says a private firm from Texas will resume the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Ocean Infinity will conduct the deep-sea hunt under a no-find, no-fee contract with Malaysia's government. The Boeing 777 disappeared March 8, 2014, 239 people on board. Authorities in Cuba admit the situation is worsening and will not get better until major changes and renovations come about. Island nation hit with another huge power blackout. This is SRN News. A new poll gauges trust.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith-based pregnancy center coming before Supreme Court Tuesday to challenge an investigation its lawyers say was punitive. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S. since the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. In New Jersey, the Democratic Attorney General sent a subpoena for donor information claiming the centers had misled people into thinking they offered abortions. First Choice Women's Resource Center called on the Supreme Court to challenge that subpoena. This is SRN News. Stocks getting closer to a record territory.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes back near their record levels. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 408 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. One report showed that hiring was weaker than expected last month. A second one said growth for U.S. services businesses was better than forecast. Traders are still hoping that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again when it meets next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Residents in Hong Kong pushing back against claims that bamboo scaffolding was a key reason for that deadly fire. Authorities say most bamboo scaffolding at construction sites will be replaced by metal alternatives after that fire that killed at least 159 people. More details, srnnews.com.